American Cattle News. What's going on in the replacement markets? We'll dig deeper right after this.
CattleCon 24 is marching onward to Orlando, January 31st to February 2nd, 2024. Have your say in the future of the industry, network with fellow producers, or connect with friendly faces. Plus, the NCBA trade show will be on site with over 385,000 square feet of the latest and greatest in the cattle business to help your operation stay competitive and sustainable. Register today and learn more at convention.ncba.org.
Oliver Slope is with Blue Line Futures.
Well, it was the first trading day of a new month, and for livestock markets, it was very one-sided in favor of the bears. At the close, February live cattle futures were $2.70 lower to settle at $169.12, back near the lows from the start of the week. January feeder cattle also came under heavy selling pressure today, settling $5.52 lower to $214.42. And on the snout side, it was a down day as well, albeit less than that of cattle. At the close, February lean hogs were $1.37 lower to settle at $70.10. With today's price action in live cattle and feeder cattle, we saw both of those CVOL indices remain elevated near their highest level since March of 2022. And some analysts suggest that we could see this volatility linger as hedgers, traders, and other market participants manage positions into the end of the year. Now, this morning's wholesale box beef report was mixed. Choice cuts down a dollar to $298.02, while select cuts gained $1.16 to $265.91. Yesterday's five area average price for live steers was reported at $174.76. That's softer than what we've seen in recent weeks. Daily slaughter was reported at 121,000 head, 7,000 head less than the same day last year. That puts week-to-date slaughter at 494,000 head, 15,000 head less than the same period last year.
That's Oliver Slope with Blue Line Futures. Now, the current market situation in replacement markets, indicative of where we are in the cattle cycle, recent decline of nearly $40 a hundredweight in the feeder futures failed to dent demand for light calves. American Cattle News.